Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. The following is a presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, welcome to Bulldogs Live. Bulldogs Live is brought to you by Piedmont Healthcare. Piedmont Healthcare, connecting you with great care every step of the way. With confidence, we move forward. With hearts, we keep carrying on. Georgia United Credit Union. Georgia United Credit Union. Score your official Bulldogs debit card today at GUCU.org/GoDogs. Georgia Farm Bureau. Always the home team. Bulldogs Live is also brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Drive sober so you won't get pulled over. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs. And by Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit northside.com. Now, here's the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to Bulldogs Live. Top-ranked Georgia completed an undefeated regular season last Saturday with its 45-0 win over Georgia Tech in Atlanta. It was the Bulldogs' 11th consecutive victory at Bobby Dodd Stadium going back to 1999. This Georgia football team is the first since 1980's national championship squad to post a perfect 12-0 mark, but there's more work to do for the 2021 version. Georgia meets Alabama for the SEC Championship Saturday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Game time is 4 o'clock or shortly thereafter. We'll begin our coverage of Championship Saturday with the Bulldogs at 12 o'clock right here on the Bulldogs Sports Network. We hope you can join us on Saturday. We have a special guest with us here tonight on Bulldogs Live. Georgia's Director of Athletics, Josh Brooks, will be with us for the next hour. Then in the second hour tonight, another edition of the Bulldogs All-Stars and your host, Neil Williamson. Joining Neil tonight, a pair of former All-American All-Stars for the Bulldogs, Kevin Butler and Drew Butler. And your calls are welcome tonight. Our producers and engineers for tonight's show are Adam Gillespie here in Athens, Gus Wedekamp in our network studios, and special thanks to network producer Kyle Schassberger for assisting with tonight's show as well. Thanks for joining us tonight, Bulldogs Live, UGA's Director of Athletics, Josh Brooks, with us right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Georgia drivers take pride in their cars because your car is important to you. It gets you back and forth every day, helping you connect with family and friends, getting you to work, to the store, and the football game. Protect the vehicle that protects you with dependable coverage from an insurance company that's known for keeping its promises. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance, right here in your community. Learn more at gfbinsurance.com.
You have high standards for your healthcare. At Northside Hospital, this means consistency, expertise, and compassion for every patient. In neighborhoods across North Georgia, Northside provides the top caregivers to guide your health needs, from primary care and women's services to cancer, cardiac, orthopedic specialists, and more. We have a mission to heal and create a healthier future for you, your family, and our community. Take the next step at northside.com.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldog fans, Coach Smart here. My friends at Georgia United Credit Union now offer Georgia Bulldogs Visa debit cards. Now you can show your team pride everywhere you go and spend. Pick your favorite design and score yours today. Georgia United makes banking easy, friendly, and smart for busy members like myself. It's the smart choice. Visit at GUCU.org/GoDogs for important account information. Insured by NCUA, Georgia United, the official credit union of Georgia Athletics.
If you want to earn the highest wages and best benefits in the construction industry, go to GeorgiaConstructionCareers.com. I'm Randy Bill, business manager of the Atlanta and North Georgia Building Trades. We have immediate openings for journey-level workers, as well as helpers and apprentices. Our tuition-free, earn-while-you-learn apprenticeship programs offer the best training in construction, giving you the skills that will pay your bills. Learn more today at GeorgiaConstructionCareers.com. Transform your future today.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Thanks for joining us tonight. We've got our special guest, as promised, on this Thursday night, and that is the J. Reed Parker Director of Athletics here at the University of Georgia, Josh Brooks. Josh, thanks for taking some time. I know this is you've got a busy schedule, unlike the rest of us, and we appreciate your time very much, and it's good to see you tonight.
No, good to see you. Glad to be here. Glad to spend some time and talk some Georgia athletics.
It's a busy week for the Bulldogs. Anytime you're playing for an SEC championship game, I guess it levels up a little bit for everybody in the athletic department, and certainly you and all of the things that you've got to do building up to Saturday.
Yeah, and it's also just a busy time of year in general as you're closing down volleyball and soccer, kicking up the basketballs and other sports, really getting going. So it's that time of year where we have a lot of things converging at one time.
Yeah, the crossover is always kind of a challenge, and I guess in any career, whatever you do, it certainly, you know, beats down on you and takes a lot of your time away from things you might rather be doing. But you gotta focus on the job.
This is that time of the year where a lot of people. It's funny when. When the football and the fall sports wrap up, usually like next week, a bunch of people get the flu or get sick on the staff wise, just because your body just finally, you've been running on adrenaline so long. Usually the week after SECs, you get a bunch of people on the staff that are just worn down and sick with a cold or flu or something.
Well, let's how's your health?
Personally? Good.
You good?
Yeah.
My
kid, you know, I've got three children, so they inevitably will bring something home to me. So I think we had a cold run through my house a couple weeks ago, but I'm feeling good now. So I'm glad I got that out of the way.
And your kids are your twins, right? Are involved in track and field a lot?
And they're all now doing basketball, and, you know, at the Premier League in the Clark County, saw that, and then at the YMCA as well. So they're pretty busy and keeping me busy as well when I'm not attending a UGA sporting event. I've usually got one of their sporting events on any other given night.
Are they going to be athletes as they get older? They're going to continue that trend?
I think they've all got their different interests. The twins definitely have their favorite sports, basketball, football, and track. But the little one, Davis, he is destined, and he wants to play sports as well, but he's destined to be either Harry Dog or Spike. I think Spike is his first choice and Harry Dog is second. You know, you got to rank them like schools and priorities or your commit list. But his dream is to be Harry Dog or Spike, and he's already – if you sit next to me at a basketball game or if you ever look up, I'm sure you're busy, but if you ever see on the video board, he's the one in the aisle dancing or on the Flix cam.
He wants to be a performer, huh?
Oh, there's no question, yeah. So I make him sit as far away from me as possible at the game to keep me off the camera.
that's probably a good parental function there. Just, all right, son, stay over here.
Yeah. Yes. So fair warning, anyone sitting next to me, just be warned.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your position here. Less than a year on the job.
Yeah.
But it's gone by fast, I would imagine. You were hired back in January. Talk a little bit about your year, and what you've gone through, your evolution from – and we'll get into a little bit of that, what you've done previously also to kind of get to this spot in your career. But what's it been like for the last 11 months, almost 12 months?
Yeah, so really, you know, Greg's announcement was, I think, a year ago around this time that he announced he was retiring. So – and I, January 1 last year, I went into the interim role. But even in the December phase, when Greg was kind of on the way out, I was stepping into it even more. So I've almost had a year in this spot to really look at it. And you really want to get through, from my mind, you want to get through that 12-month process so you could say you've seen everything that happens within a calendar year, academically, sports starting and finishing and going through the cycles of, you know, of just having to hire coaches, things like that. So yeah. I'm definitely feeling more comfortable now. You really want to get that first year under your belt to say you've seen it all. And as soon as you say that, there'll be something new that you haven't seen yet that'll hit you. But I think the biggest thing for me is really just taking everything in stride, the good, the bad, everything in between, and just knowing that you got to compartmentalize things that are going on, because at any given moment you've got 50 things coming at you, and you got to basically say, okay, I've got this challenge, this opportunity, whatever's going on, what can I do about it at this moment? Okay, what can I do? Attack it. And then you have to compartmentalize, put it on the shelf, because you can't worry about everything all day. You'll go crazy trying to. So you really just have to compartmentalize all the things going on, and focus and prioritize your time, because I often say in this job, you could come in with a blank slate on your calendar and the day would fill up just with things coming to you nonstop. So you really got to be smart about your time in terms of the standing meetings you have, the obligations you have, and trying to carve out time to knock out the small things, but then think about future big planning things as well. Because if you don't carve out the time for the big stuff, for the future planning items, then you'll get bogged down in just the weeds of the day-to-day things of the job. So it's really the finding that balance has been the learning curve in this role as opposed to previous roles I've had.
And you were on staff here before you were hired as as the athletics director. How did your job then change from now? I mean, is it the basic function of it still the same? You talk about compartmentalizing things, and I know you were a project manager on a lot of facility things going on, and now you kind of oversee everything.
Yeah. So, you know, especially when in that last year when I was in the number two role to Greg, you know, you start to visualize what you would want to do in that role. Like, if I was AD, how would I do this, or how would I attack that? And it's easy when you're sitting in the other chair to say, well, this is what Greg should do or Greg shouldn't do, and you can critique or have your opinion about how your boss leads or how your boss does things. And then when you get in the chair, you see it from a whole different perspective. So balancing that and saying, okay, I don't want to just change things for the sake of change, and really getting an understanding of decision-making process, the impact of every decision you make, the unintended consequences of every decision you make. There's always a trickle effect of, you know, as simple as, I want to give person A a raise, okay? If I want to give person A a raise, how does that impact person B, C, or D that work in the same department? So all learning through those and really thinking through those processes of all those challenges. But I've had to make jokes now and tell Greg, hey, you know, I may have criticized you or thought this, but you get a better understanding. So, and that's just part of the learning curve and the process. But thankfully, Greg, especially in the last couple of years, really gave me that look behind the curtain and got me in on the decision-making process to understand, have a better grip and understanding when I get into this role now of feeling comfortable and knowing everything that kind of comes at you in the course of a year. So, but at the same time, I have the mindset, you never stop growing, you never stop learning. And the day I stop, you know, growing and learning, then it's time for me to move on or step down. But I'm always challenging myself to keep growing and never have the mindset that I've made it or you know, just to be stagnant.
Josh Brooks is our guest here on Bulldogs Live tonight. Georgia's J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics. He's with us for the entire hour tonight, and then the Bulldogs All-Stars coming up in hour number two. So make sure you follow Georgia Bulldogs All Access on social media by searching at @UGA_GBSM. Georgia Bulldogs Sports Marketing provides your inside connection to UGA Athletics with exclusive updates and behind-the-scenes content, including the Kirby Smart All-Access TV show. Follow at @UGA_GBSM. We'll step aside for just a moment, come back for more with Josh Brooks, Georgia's Director of Athletics, here on Bulldogs Live. Back in a moment on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Sir, you're now being placed under arrest for driving under an influence.
What does that mean?
That means you've earned a night in the Grey Bar Motel. During your stay, you'll be photographed, fingerprinted, and given a stylish jumpsuit. And each room has an ensuite bathroom.
Is all this free?
Oh, no. Fines, court costs, and legal bills could add up to $10,000 or more.
Save your money for a real hotel. Drive sober, or we will pull you over.
This message brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
There's nothing like cheering on the dogs with 92,746 friends. And if we keep staying safe, we'll get back there soon. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're proud to serve our community through the pandemic, and we're grateful for your help. The past year has been tough, but there's hope around the corner. Classic Georgia game days can be in our future. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on. And go Dawgs.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Big Finish sales event.
There's nothing like football in the fall, but the guys on the gridiron aren't the only ones having fun. At Athens Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, their award-winning customer service means you win big, too. With the best deals on the best selection, you can score a new 2021 Ram 1500 for less. Expect more. Get more. Follow Athens Dodge on their quest for the best at AthensDCJR.com. Proud to partner with the Georgia Bulldogs in the constant pursuit of excellence.
Kroger knows this year the holidays are doubly important, so make your celebrations doubly special with fresh, never-frozen, prime-grade beef and Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Double specialness, void where prohibited. Certain restrictions.
Wait, stop, illegal. We've got even more special holiday food. It's like delicious king crab legs, private selection gourmet potatoes, or cave-aged Murray's cheese and fresh-baked La Brea bread. Kroger, fresh for everyone. All right, legal. You're up. Double specialness, void where prohibited. Certain restrictions may apply. Shop participating stores for more details.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Bulldogs Live here on a Thursday night, Georgia. And Alabama coming up this weekend in the SEC championship game. Going to be a lot of fun at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. 4 o'clock is the kick time, or shortly thereafter. Our coverage begins at noon here on the Bulldog Sports Network. All day, your Bulldog football Saturday in the championship game. So we hope you can join us on Saturday. Make us a part of your day. Josh Brooks has made us a part of his day or his night here, as he is our guest here in the first hour of Bulldogs Live tonight. And, Josh, again, thanks for being here tonight. Bulldogs, J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics. And, boy, there, you know, there's just an endless number of topics we could hit on. You know, I guess top of mind right now, all the coaching changes we're seeing, all the sudden departures we're seeing, coaches' salaries.
Yeah.
You know, how does an athletics director view these sort of things?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, it's supply and demand, and that's the market that we're in. And you know, it's getting more competitive, and you're seeing these bigger deals. But, you know, it is what it is. It's part of the situation we're in, where, you know, the great elite coaches are in high demand, so people pay top dollar to get them. We're thankful to have Coach Smart here and his staff, and I think we've been very appreciative of his time here and what we understand that there's a market for that, and I think, you know, we know that day will come where we have to talk about his extension here, and that's just part of it. So, you know, it's just going to trickle down, and it's the way it is. And yeah, you see contracts getting big across the country at even what you would consider, I won't say smaller schools, but maybe even mid-majors when you see some of those deals. But that's the market. It's the situation we're in now.
You know, in a situation like Georgia, it's more than likely it's not a problem. But for some other schools that maybe aren't as profitable, and they're looking to become that, but they've got this large amount of money that's set aside for, you know, for a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you offset the cost of that if you're a school that's financially is just kind of teetering?
Yeah, each school attacks it a different way, and sometimes you see certain schools will step up and donors will – foot half that. Let's just go ahead and outright say we're going to donate to offset that salary. So schools have to attack it from, you know, a bunch of different ways. Thankfully, we're an athletic department that's in a great financial situation. We manage COVID very well. We've always been responsible with our finances, so we're in a good position to, you know, be ready for things like that come up. But yeah, you see some schools that have to get really creative in how they do that, and they have to ask for donor support to offset that initial increase for those coaches at some places.
And speaking of coaching changes, the university just hired a new soccer coach. Tell us about that.
That's right. Kadani McAlpine from the University of Southern Cal, a phenomenal coach who's been, you know, multiple time conference coach of the year, region coach of the year, national champion in 2016 at Southern Cal. His team during his time at Southern Cal never missed the tournament. I think all but one time at least won one game in the tournament. Someone who's got a history of success. has ties to the region, which is, you know, it's kind of eerily similar to Coach Carol Smith Gilbert, a head coach at Southern Cal, has won national championship, but has ties to this area. He played at Birmingham Southern, coached Birmingham Southern, coached at Auburn, so he knows this region. He's got a lot of connections, recruited a lot of student-athletes from the state of Georgia and the Atlanta area on a team at Southern Cal. So when you looked at all those elements, you said, man, this is just a perfect fit. The real stars really aligned to get him and entice him to come to the University of Georgia. And I think, you know, when you think about hiring a coach as an AD, there's two key things that, you know, identifying the talent and then being able to recruit the talent to come, just like a coach, right? You know, I always say good players make good coaches. Well, good coaches make good ADs. So my job is to go identify great coaches and then ability to recruit them here. So identify them was the easy part, right? I mean, it's easy to see that Coach Godani's got a phenomenal reputation, resume, et cetera, but then trying to sell them on a vision of what Georgia can become, because quite frankly, we haven't had a ton of success in soccer very recently. So being able to sell him on a vision of where we want to go, and I said early on here last January when I got the job that we want to be successful in all 21 sports. This isn't just a one sport or two sport operation. I want to win championships in every sport we have. So selling him on that vision, explaining to him that he will have the resources and support he needs to compete at the highest levels, not only win conference championships, but ultimately win a national championship. And I've said that we don't want to just set the bar of just, oh, our goal is just to make the tournament. Our, you know, that's an expectation. The goal is to win it all.
Yeah.
So really having those expectations, not putting a limit on where we can be as a soccer program, knowing the talent we have in this region, and then with his resume and the support we'll give him, I have every bit of confidence that we can get there one day. So it's an exciting time, and I think that he's going to do a phenomenal job. I can't wait for him to get him here and hit the ground running.
It's interesting that a lot of folks, you mentioned that he's got ties to the region, and you know, and he's from the state, spent a lot of time in the state next door to us. But after a lot of people have been in a different part of the country in different circumstances, you see a migration back to the South or back to this part of the country. Is that a selling point as well?
Yeah.
Location?
And look, and just to be frank, I mean, Athens is one of the easiest places to recruit to in the country. I mean, when you can talk to someone about, you know, coming to Athens, living in this phenomenal college town where you got a great quality of life, not much traffic, you got great restaurants, great music scene, great things to do if you got a family. And then if you want the big city thing, a little bit over an hour away, you got Atlanta, which you can catch a flight directly to anywhere in the world out of Atlanta. You've got pro sports. You've got, you know, anything a big city would you'd want to have, you've got it right there. But you're not dealing with that daily commuter, that daily traffic that most people have in those big cities. So you really have the best of both worlds being able to live in Athens and having Atlanta at your disposal as well. So from a recruiting standpoint, when you talk to people, it's an easy pitch. And it's no secret that everyone thinks Athens is one of the best college towns in America. It's just the truth. So makes that part of it easy when you're talking about recruiting candidates.
All you have to do is show up and find out, right?
That's it.
All right. Hey, Dog fans, the Georgia Football SEC Championship Digital Game Program is presented by your Atlanta area BMW centers and is now free to access, or actually starting tomorrow. You can log on to GeorgiaDogs.com/digital. to get everything you need to know heading into the weekend's super matchup in the SEC Championship game with Alabama. That's GeorgiaDogs.com/digital for the Georgia Football SEC Championship Digital Game Program. Check it out tomorrow. It will be available. Josh Brooks, Georgia's J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics, is our guest here in hour number one of Bulldogs Live. We've got the Bulldogs All-Stars warming up in the bullpen. They're coming up in hour number two, so stick around with us tonight up until 9 o'clock. We'll continue with more of the show right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
You can't win a game without the right strategy. The same goes for business and cybersecurity. At ReliaQuest, security is a team sport. ReliaQuest delivers managed detection and response to protect the world's largest companies against the most sophisticated cyber attacks. ReliaQuest serves as the force multiplier for security operations to reduce complexity, increase visibility, and decrease risks. Learn more at ReliaQuest.com. That's ReliaQuest.com. ReliaQuest, makes security possible.
At Georgia Power, we're investing in infrastructure to ensure a more resilient power grid, creating a balanced mix of hydro, solar, and nuclear energy, all while installing high-speed EV charging stations across the state and keeping your bill well below the national average. Because we know that the carbon-free energy Georgia needs to prosper tomorrow will come from the tireless energy we put in our communities today. Georgia Power, powering tomorrow, today.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
As fans, our job is to help protect Sanford Stadium every home game. As the official pest control of UGA Athletics, Breda Pest Management's job is to protect Sanford Stadium year-round. Neil Honda Williamson here for my bug and critter experts at Breda Pest Management. The Bredas are proud graduates of UGA and grateful to be able to give back to the university they love. BREDAPest.com.
Breda, Breda, no need to be afraid of bugs.
If you want to earn the highest wages and best benefits in the construction industry, go to GeorgiaConstructionCareers.com. I'm Randy Bill, Business Manager of the Atlanta and North Georgia Building Trades. We have immediate openings for journey-level workers, as well as helpers and apprentices. Our tuition-free, earn-while-you-learn apprenticeship programs offer the best training in construction, giving you the skills that will pay your bills. Learn more today at GeorgiaConstructionCareers.com. Transform your future today.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Back here on Bulldogs Live. Glad to have you along tonight. Thanks for being with us. Georgia and Alabama getting ready in the SEC Championship game coming up this weekend. Our coverage starts at noon here on the Bulldogs Sports Network. Kickoff just after 4 o'clock as soon as television turns us loose on Saturday afternoon. Everybody's excited about Georgia and Alabama. Josh, what kind of feedback do you get when these two teams play? I know this is your first experience as AD with Georgia and Alabama going at it in football, but you know, what kind of feedback are you getting this week?
Well, I think back to just the game overall, the SEC Championship game. I've luckily been a part of it a number of times, even from my days as an undergrad student, and there is no game like the SEC Championship game. And I've been a part of a lot of great bowl games, been a part of a national championship game. But there is something really, really special about the SEC Championship game, just when you've got that 50-50 crowd, and it feels like every single play there's a big eruption from the crowd. I mean, it could be a four-yard gain, and one team's crowd is going to go crazy every play. So just the energy in that venue makes it one of the greatest games every year in the country. And obviously, the secondary market for ticket proves that year in and year out, and then obviously that prime slot on TV proves as well in the viewership. It's a special game, and I'm just glad to be a part of it, and I can't wait to for Saturday to get here to get that game going and kick it off, and let's go.
Now, I'm assuming the game is already a sellout, but what is the ticket situation? How is that divided up amongst the two schools?
Yeah, so each school gets 16,000 tickets, and then through that allotment, we've got our comps and our player tickets, and you got room for the band, so that eats into it a little bit. And then you've got basically on a priority system you give out to donors. But, there's always going to be a hard cutoff number on that. And that's the hard part about it is, you wish you had more tickets to take care of your fans. But so many of them already ate up in the previous allotments that from the sponsorships and the conference office. But the secondary market's already been active. So I'm hoping and thinking, like usual, the Georgia fans do a great job of eating up other tickets as well, and we'll have the with it being in Atlanta, hopefully we'll have that edge or that great representation that we always do from our fan base.
Our fan base is certainly building that reputation for takeovers of other stadiums.
Yeah,
we saw that last week.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun to walk out to any venue, whether it's Atlanta or Nashville or South Bend or anywhere, and you get to walk in a venue and see you're in a visiting stadium. And you see the red and black take over. There's nothing like it. These last few years have been really special to see how many times we've done that. So it makes it a lot of fun when you go on the road and see those things.
Now, I usually do these things with Coach Smart, but I'm going to do them with you tonight. It's our look ahead Brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. The penalty for getting a DUI can cost up to $10,000. That's why the Governor's Office of Highway Safety says drive sober so you won't get pulled over. So we usually, at this point, we look ahead a little bit. You know, what are next couple of days before the SEC championship game? You know, what are you looking ahead to as far as getting everything on track and making sure everything's in place for Saturday afternoon?
Well, thankfully, I've been able to take care of a lot of logistics. I've gotten that stuff taken care of these last few days. And now it's just really the hay's in the barn for me in terms of all my logistics. And thankfully, we've been a part of this game a few times now. So yeah. We know the logistics going into it. We know, you know, it's become more of a routine pattern. So we know what to expect, what to prepare for, all of our obligations and things that we set up and trying to, you know, my mode now goes into spending time with donors and thinking through that process and hosting people, pregame functions at the game, and managing all those aspects. Thankfully, all the logistics of getting those people tickets and things has been handled now. So now it's really of showing up and handling all those different functions, events, and hosting people. And then hopefully get to watch some of the game as well. But it's such a special game to be a part of. And this role for me now, which was different, and now my role is to host and entertain people as a part of it, which can be a challenge as you're trying to watch the game as well, but it comes with the territory, and just makes it more exciting and getting ready for that kickoff to happen at 4:00.
Bulldogs J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics, Josh Brooks is with us here on Bulldogs Live, and he'll be with us for a few more segments as we roll along through hour number one here. And get ready for the Bulldogs All-Stars coming up in the second hour tonight. Stay right here. We've got more of the show coming up right after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
The smell of the grass, the sun on your face, the roar of Dog Nation at Sanford Stadium. That's what Georgia Game Day is about. And if we keep taking care and staying safe, we'll get back there. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're grateful for our community support, and we're committed to helping end the pandemic. Let's get everyone back to classic game days in Athens. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on. And go Dogs.
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License, number 6578.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Sir, you're now being placed under arrest for driving under an influence.
What does that mean?
That means you've earned a night in the Gray Bar Motel. During your stay, you'll be photographed, fingerprinted, and given a stylish jumpsuit. And each room has an ensuite bathroom.
Is all this free?
Oh, no. Fines, court costs, and legal bills could add up to $10,000 or more.
Save your money for a real hotel. Drive sober, or we will pull you over.
This message brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Miss Scrooge, this is your home?
Santa, what are you doing here?
Putting holiday scratchers in stockings. But you already have a bunch.
They're for my loved ones.
Loved ones? Who?
Well, that's easy. There's me. Then there's myself. And can't forget Ebenezer Scrooge. Oh, and then me, myself, and I.
It's the gift everyone wants to get. Give the holiday scratchers from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
We continue with Bulldogs Live, and our guest tonight, Georgia's Director of Athletics, J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics, Josh Brooks, kind enough to sit in with us for the hour. And Dog fans, a quick reminder that this Sunday at midnight, tune in to WSB-TV Channel 2 to catch an all-new episode of Kirby Smart All Access. You'll get a recap of all the action from the SEC Championship game on Saturday as Georgia takes on Alabama. That's an all-new episode, Kirby Smart All Access, Sunday at midnight on WSB TV Channel 2 or anytime next week on demand at GeorgiaDogs.com. We've got some questions, Josh, from some of our fans on social media. Not our fans, but Bulldog fans, if you will. I'll fire some of these at you. Let's see. Jimmy sent this one in. Where is your favorite place you've ever traveled to?
Oh, man. Favorite place ever. You know, I'm a big fan of D.C. I love history. I love getting to see the, you know, all the different stuff. Love New York as well, but D.C. is probably my favorite spot to go and just see all the historical things, and from the Ford Theater to Mount Vernon and things like that. So I really love being in the presence of where history took place and just kind of soaking it in. So probably D.C. is my favorite place to visit.
I think Coach Dooley is kind of along those same lines. I know he used to, you know, really frequent the battlefields in the country. And I did that growing up, too. That was our family vacation, I think. Most of the time, my dad and mom would take us to all the battlefields up and down the East Coast and across the country. And
anything really that makes you compare me to Coach Dooley, I will take that comparison any day, all day. So I'll take that. That's a great.
We're just going to see you roaming out in Manassas, maybe, you know, out in the with a metal detector looking for old mini balls or something out in the battlefield. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. That is great stuff. And if you're not a history buff, you're really missing out. It's really neat because there's so many things in this country that we can go back and revisit, and see how things were developed. Let's see. Lucas on Instagram says, since you're from Louisiana, do you like Cajun food?
I do. And, you know, the thing that I often tell people is the most common misconception with Cajun food or South Louisiana food, Creole food, is that it's just got to be hot and spicy. And I think you really have to tamper it down. It's not just about heat. It's about flavor. So when I cook a dish, whether it's gumbo or jambalaya or something like that, it's not about how hot I can make it. It's about the right hit of flavor. And I've got my Tony Sazeris and my, you know, spices at all time, but it's never about trying to make anyone sweat or be hot. But my best Louisiana dish is probably gumbo, that I recipe I actually learned from my college roommate, who is from Crowley, Louisiana, who had one of the best gumbo recipes, and that's my go-to now. But one of the traditions, a true South Louisianian, when you eat gumbo, you eat it with potato salad. Most people eat it with rice, but when you really get down in the true parts, you eat it with potato salad as its base instead of rice. So it's a little tweak, but I've got a good repertoire of Cajun dishes and some Italian dishes as well. So that is one of my secret passions is to cook when I do have the time.
Well, next time we're hooked up with a team from Louisiana, I'm coming to you for pronunciations on names and cities and all of that stuff.
Oh, I've got it down.
You've got a background in that. This is Bulldogs Live. We're with Josh Brooks tonight, Georgia's J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics, kind enough to join us here in the first hour. And our Player of the Week is presented by Primerica, the only company positioned to make the maximum impact on Main Street families. Bulldogs freshman tight end Brock Bowers from Napa, California, had two touchdown catches and 100 yards receiving in the Dogs' 45-0 win over Georgia Tech last Saturday. Bowers now has the UGA season record for most TD catches and receiving yards by a tight end. Brock Bowers is our Player of the Week, presented by Primerica. We'll step aside just a moment, come back. We've got a few more questions from Instagram and beyond to throw at Josh here. We'll get to those and more right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
I'm John Addison, a lifetime Bulldog fan, Georgia graduate, and the chairman of distribution for Primerica, the largest independent financial services marketing company in North America. Primerica is a Main Street company for Main Street families. We help people from all walks of life achieve their goals and dreams by offering common sense financial solutions to today's challenges. As a Georgia-based company, Primerica is proud to continue to sponsor Georgia football. Go Dawgs!
Miss Scrooge, this is your home?
Santa, what are you doing here?
Putting holiday scratchers in stockings. But you already have a bunch.
They're for my loved ones.
Loved ones?
who?
Well, that's easy. There's me, then there's myself, oh, and can't forget Ebenezer Scrooge. Oh, and then me, myself, and I.
It's the gift everyone wants to get. Give the holiday scratchers from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Big Finish Sales Event.
There's nothing like football in the fall, but the guys on the gridiron aren't the only ones having fun. At Athens Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, their award-winning customer service means you win big, too. With the best deals on the best selection, you can score a new 2021 Ram 1500 for less. Expect more. Get more. Follow Athens Dodge on their quest for the best at AthensDCJR.com. Proud to partner with the Georgia Bulldogs in the constant pursuit of excellence.
Hey, Bulldog fans, Coach Smart here. My friends at Georgia United Credit Union now offer Georgia Bulldogs Visa debit cards. Now you can show your team pride everywhere you go and spend. Pick your favorite design and score yours today. Georgia United makes banking easy, friendly, and smart for busy members like myself. It's the smart choice. Visit at gucu.org/go dogs for important account information. Insured by NCUA, Georgia United, the official credit union of Georgia Athletics.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Bulldogs Live continues. Special guest tonight, Josh Brooks, Georgia's J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics. And this week's threat to eliminate is presented by ReliaQuest, defending the world's largest companies against cyber threats. Make security possible at ReliaQuest.com. And Josh, I'm going to ask you a football question. Your thoughts on Georgia, Alabama. What is, as part of this feature,
okay,
here, what is the biggest threat to overcome from Alabama for Georgia, in your opinion?
You know, I don't coach football anymore for a reason, right? So I'm in the administrative side. So I was a football coach earlier in life, and someone asked me that question. I said, well, and they said, you're probably one of the few ADs that know football. I said, well, I don't know how much I know. They push me in administration. So anything I say, you got to take with a grain of salt, because they don't.
That's why I say your opinion.
They don't give me
wide open to you.
They don't give me the headset anymore. So I just get to sit back and critique like the fans and everyone else. But I don't know. When you look at Alabama, I think about the big play opportunity with their quarterback and their receivers. So I would say the first thing is how do you eliminate that threat, right? So, you know, whatever the coverage may be to protect against that and try to eliminate the big plays. With offense like that has those chance for explosives, eliminate explosive plays, make them earn everything they get. But beyond that, what I always say, doesn't matter who the opponent is, for me it always starts in the trenches. It's dominating the line of scrimmage on offense and defense. So I think that's always going to be the key for me in any matchup. Dominate the line of scrimmage, and those will open up opportunities in the run game on offense. It'll protect your quarterback. And then on defense, as you can dominate that line of scrimmage, you can stop the run game. You can get pressure, which is going to cause issues in their passing game. Get that quarterback uncomfortable so they can't sit back and make those bigger explosive plays. So, you know, with the combination of me saying stopping their explosive plays on offense, but then it always comes back to winning the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's always, I guess that's always rule number one. Starting point.
Yeah, I mean, everyone gets caught up into the more peripheral things, the receiver, running back.
That's because that's all flash.
It's flash, right? But it always comes down to the trenches. And that's where, that's where I think one of our strengths has been this year. So that's where it starts and finishes for me.
I know when you were on staff with Coach Richt, and I think you and I crossed paths on a project or two along the way, but tell us a little bit. You mentioned that you were a football coach. Tell us a little bit about that and what some of the things you did at that time.
So my dream was to be a football coach coming out of high school, and I knew I was pragmatic enough to know that I was not going to play college football. So I went to college and started volunteering in the equipment room, and luckily going into my halfway through my sophomore year, LSU hired Nick Saban as head coach and Jimbo Fisher as offensive coordinator. I was assigned him as a manager, so I got to work with him for 2.5 years. And in my senior year, I got to serve as a student assistant, so I got to learn football from Jimbo and really that's when my, you know, you think you know football, but once you sit in a meeting room with a college offensive coordinator, your head almost explodes. And just when you can watch a coordinator talk for an hour straight about how to block the power O, you know, you're like, wow, there's a lot more to this than I ever thought, you know. And from that experience, I was able to get a grad assistant job at Louisiana Monroe. I worked a year with offense, a year with defense, and then I moved into football operations. And I've loved it and moved into the administrative side. But there was always that early passion of wanting to be a football coach. And I learned just enough to be dangerous to just sound like I know what I'm talking about. But, you know, but having that experience, having that time really gave me an appreciation for coaches. Because when you've been in football ops or when you've been a coach, you understand any, you know, it doesn't matter the sport, all 21 of my sports, 15 of my head coaches, you understand their mindset of thinking coaches are always trying to find that edge to be successful, whether it's in recruiting or whether it's the game coming up or whatever it may be. Coaches are relentless in trying to find that edge. And when you've served on that staff or been on that side of the aisle, you have a greater appreciation for why coaches think the way they think, the why they're trying to do the thing. So when ideas or concepts are brought to me and they say, hey, we need to do this, it's going to cost X, or we need to do this, we need more support here, you have a better understanding of it from my standpoint, my point of view. So I'm thankful for that experience. I'm also just thankful just being in the trenches with them and really having an appreciation for it, because until you've been in the trenches with coaches, you don't really have an appreciation for the stress level or just the pressure of that situation. So I think it just gives me a greater perspective as being an administrator who having sat in that role as well.
That's Josh Brooks, Georgia's J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics, with us here on Bulldogs Live. And fans, with the help of the top-notch professionals at ShoeMate, Breda Pest Management, Dr. Roof, and EMC Security, Harry Dogg spent the offseason getting his house ready to host the best dog walks and tailgates in Bulldogs history. Well, now you can win Harry's house for a party. Enter to win at harrydoghouse.com. That's harrydoghouse.com, D-A-W-G, of course, harrydoghouse.com. We'll come back with Josh one final segment here on Bulldogs Live. We'll continue in a moment on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
You can't win a game without the right strategy. The same goes for business and cybersecurity. At ReliaQuest, security is a team sport. ReliaQuest delivers managed detection and response to protect the world's largest companies against the most sophisticated cyber attacks. ReliaQuest serves as the force multiplier for security operations to reduce complexity, increase visibility, and decrease risks. Learn more at ReliaQuest.com. That's ReliaQuest.com. ReliaQuest, makes security possible.
Hello, I'm Neil Pruitt, Chairman and CEO of Pruitt Health. We believe family makes us stronger. If being part of a work family is important to you, if you're looking for a home rather than just a job, then now is a great time to make a change. We invite you to join our family of caregivers in skilled nursing or home health. Connect with our recruiters right now. Just email hireme@pruitthealth.com. That's hireme@pruitthealth.com. Pruitt Health is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Sometimes we forget how easy it is to save energy at home. So Georgia Power is here with a little reminder, because it's often as simple as a twist to switch to LED bulbs, or as easy as a lift to move furniture away from air vents. It could be the flip of a switch to turn off the lights in an empty room. One way or another, these small changes can make a big difference, helping you save energy for the bigger things in life. Visit georgiapower.com/energy efficiency for tips and programs to help save energy and money.
Kroger knows this year the holidays are doubly important. So make your celebrations doubly special with fresh, never frozen prime grade beef and Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Double specialness, void where prohibited. Certain restrictions.
Wait, stop, illegal. We've got even more special holiday food. It's like delicious king crab legs, private selection gourmet potatoes, or cave aged Murray's cheese and fresh baked La Brea bread. Kroger, fresh for everyone. All right, legal. You're up.
Double specialness, void where prohibited. Certain restrictions may apply. Shop at participating stores for more details.
to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Bulldogs Live on this Thursday night. Josh Brooks, the J. Reed Parker Director of Athletics, has been our guest here in the first hour, and we thank him very much. We'll squeeze out another question or two for Josh here in just a moment. The Georgia Bulldogs basketball team will continue their 8-game homestand when the Jacksonville Dolphins come to town Tuesday, December 7th at 7 o'clock. Airtime will be 6:35 on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. You can follow the Dogs all season right here and on the Georgia Bulldogs mobile app. And for complete ticket and schedule information, click on GeorgiaDogs.com. Well, Josh, the hour is almost up here, and I haven't even gotten to any of the stuff I wanted to ask you about. I'll ask you about facilities, and we've got a couple of minutes here. What's on the horizon as far as facilities at the University of Georgia? What's progressing? I know the football office is still under construction.
We should be wrapping that up here, phase two of the football Butzmere expansion here soon. And then we're going to move into tennis indoor. That'll be the next project that we'll be taking on. We're aiming to do some utility work, underground utility work, hopefully this summer, get that project rolling. We're starting feasibility studies for both baseball and softball, those facilities, expanding both, very similar, focusing first on the student-athlete experience first, and then off of that, what the structures we build, we can provide some more seating, and for baseball, some premium areas as well. Now, we're also planning some work at Sanford Stadium, which would potentially start this time next year. And phase one of that would be expanding the concourse, that South 100 concourse, taking that from almost doubling the width of that concourse, and then building the foundation for a new press box on that southwest corner. That'd be phase one. A year later, phase two would be actually building that press box in that southwest corner and then taking the current press box and turning it into a premium area. And when we talk about that, we're really talking about the writing press. So your area, the coaches' areas, would really stay in place, really focusing in that center part that we could convert that area to premium. That's a great location. Yes. A great opportunity for some more premium seats and then build a new press box for really the...
Scrooge, this is your home?
Santa, what are you doing here?
Putting holiday scratchers in stockings. But you already have a bunch.
They're for my loved ones.
Loved ones? Who?
Well, that's easy. There's me. There's myself. And can't forget Ebenezer Scrooge. Oh, then me, myself, and I.
It's the gift everyone wants to get. Give the holiday scratchers from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Sir, you're now being placed on arrest for driving under an influence.
What does that mean?
That means you've earned a night in the Grey Bar Motel. During your stay, you'll be photographed, fingerprinted, and given a stylish jumpsuit. And each room has an ensuite bathroom.
Is all this free?
Oh, no. Fines, court costs, and legal bills could add up to $10,000 or more.
Save your money for a real hotel. Drive sober, or we will pull you over.
This message brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
I'm John Addison, a lifetime Bulldog fan, Georgia graduate, and the chairman of distribution for Primerica, the largest independent financial services marketing company in North America. Primerica is a Main Street company for Main Street families. We help people from all walks of life achieve their goals and dreams by offering common sense financial solutions to today's challenges. As a Georgia-based company, Primerica is proud to continue to sponsor Georgia football. Go Dawgs!
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License, number 6578.
Bulldogs Live continues now. Number one ranked Georgia has an offense averaging just over 200 yards rushing per game and has yielded only 8 sacks, fewest in the league. A big part of that is redshirt freshman center Cedric Van Pran from New Orleans, Louisiana. Cedric joined reporters on a Zoom call this week leading up to Saturday's SEC championship game, and here's a portion of that interview.
What is your mindset going into this game in terms of handling the moment and the adversity that comes with it?
My mindset is just to lean on my brothers, honestly. Go and continue to do the things that I've always done, you know, try to execute to the best of my ability, you know, lean on my brothers, try not to be Superman.
Cedric, what are a couple of things that y'all have emphasized this week in preparation for the pass rush of Alabama and this front seven?
Basically just keying in on some moves that a couple of guys work a lot. A lot of guys work a lot of hump moves, you know, different things like that. So just trying to make sure you keep your head out, you know, play with your hands, move your feet, things like that.
Cedric, in a big game like this, you know, obviously you guys want to be able to be balanced. You want to be able to run the football. Is your first championship game you played in. Do you kind of feel a little different? Do you dig down a little deeper? Is it all different?
Of course you dig down a little deeper just because, you know, you want to be an SEC champion. You know, that's something that's really, really special and something that would bring much joy to, you know, everyone in this building. So you definitely dig down deeper for the people in this building, you know, whether it be players, staff, coaches, you know, assistants, janitors, whoever. You know, everybody's a part of this. So you want to make sure that you dig down deep to make sure that you don't let down anybody in this building. So definitely dig down a little bit deeper, and especially for the sense of, you know, we want to be SEC champions.
Cedric, who are some of the older guys in the locker room this week that have just sort of, you know, stood up and told y'all, this is what it's like playing an SEC championship. This is how you keep your composure, you know, all those kind of things. Who were some of those veterans that have, you know, made their voices known this week?
Definitely for me, Jamari, Quay Walker, N'Kobe Dean, Justin Schaefer. I think that's all I have off the top of my head. But honestly, this group has definitely been led heavily by the seniors. Also, and Samir White and James Cook definitely have been led heavily by the seniors. So all of them have been chipping in.
Yeah, Cedric, I'm going to ask you if you could to wax eloquent here. This offensive line is nominated for the Joe Moore. I think I don't know if that's moved forward that for the best O-line in college football. Obviously, you're number one and all that. But when you look back over the adversity this group has faced, you know, starting with, you know, Warren Erickson going out in camp and you getting thrown in there, and first game Tate Ratledge goes down, and last several games Jamari Sawyer, your senior left tackle, has been out, but here you guys are still rocking on. Can you kind of extrapolate on how you guys have been able to do that?
That is 100% a testament of Coach Luke. Coach Luke definitely goes out of his way to make sure that we are over-prepared for all situations and games. You know, a lot of the times, you know, we kind of, I guess, take it for granted in the fact of, like, how much he does for us. Man, but Coach Luke is awesome. He's great, man. He really does, you know, get us prepared for every possible look. So I 100% have to give that credit to Coach Luke.
Cedric, Alabama's got a pretty good pass rush. Obviously, Will Anderson has the most sacks in the SEC. You get to practice against some pretty good guys too, though. How big do you think that'll be going into a game where you got to stop some of the conference's best pass rushers from getting to Stetson?
It's a major jump, a major advantage for us. Just for the simple fact that every day we go against the best guys and we're taking game like reps, you know, over time those reps start to add up. So I think it'll definitely be an advantage for us just because, you know, we go against some of the best in the country every day. So I look forward to the matchup.
Georgia center Cedric Van Pran. To see and hear the entire interview, go to GeorgiaDogs.com. Now it's time for the Bulldogs All-Stars and your calls. That's next right here on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Saturday in Atlanta, the dogs will be barking.
Oh my goodness. Jordan Davis swallowed it whole.
The far corner, James Cook, he's got it. Over the shoulder, touchdown.
Saturday, December 4th in Atlanta. It's the SEC Championship game from our backyard. Georgia and Alabama kick at 4. Pre-game starts at noon on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
The true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with life-altering diagnoses. Team Impact pairs these kids with college athletic teams as part of a 2-year program, getting them off the sideline and into the game. The collegiate student athletes gain a new teammate, a new friend, and a new perspective. For more information, visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
Want more exclusive and behind-the-scenes Bulldogs content?
More game highlights.
You got red and black everywhere.
Mic'd ups.
That's not good. Next play.
Press conferences.
Obviously excited about this game.
And original programming.
They always hear is the legacy, the tradition.
Search for the Georgia Bulldogs All Access channel on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Georgia Bulldogs All Access, your official inside connection to Georgia football and all Georgia Bulldog sports.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!